Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday is suing TikTok, accusing the social media giant of misleading parents and deliberately designing its app to keep kids scrolling. The lawsuit announced yesterday alleges TikTok downplays the amount of mature content on the platform to maintain its 13-plus App Store rating. Sunday says TikTok also uses features like infinite scrolling and push notifications to encourage compulsive use.
They want users, including children, to crave the app. They want users to endlessly scroll while they rake in astronomical ad revenue. I'm standing here today to say that enough is enough, and my office is taking action with this lawsuit.
The state is seeking civil penalties and a court order requiring TikTok to accurately describe its content and implement stronger protections for minors. In an email to WHYY News, a TikTok spokesperson said the lawsuit is based on misleading information and the app includes parental controls. More than a dozen other states have filed similar lawsuits against TikTok as well as other social media companies. The Philadelphia 76ers will open the regular season in New York against the Knicks on October 20th, but fans hoping to see LeBron James take the court in his new Sixers threads should be prepared to pay up. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more on the high prices.
TickPick lists nosebleed tickets starting at just under $2,000 for tip-off at Madison Square Garden. Not only will LeBron James and Jaylen Brown suit up for Philadelphia for the first time, but the Knicks will also raise their first championship banner in more than 50 years. For the Sixers' home opener on October 22nd against the Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron's former team, tickets start around $600. The Sixers are hoping their big-name acquisitions can help bring Philadelphia its first championship since 1983. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
A Philadelphia food pantry says it's struggling to keep up with growing demand following changes to federal SNAP benefits. Feast of Justice in Mayfair says it's nearly 1,900 new households have sought help since the changes took effect.